to another edition of the Screen Nerds Podcast. My name's Michael Burgett, and thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode of Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Brand new film, just out in theaters, checked it out, wanted to share some of my thoughts with you on the film. Now, the film is the fourth film in the Ghostbusters series and is the sequel to the 2021 Ghostbusters Afterlife, which you can hear my full review in the archives of that film. And it's set about 2 years later, and it tells the story of the Spengler family who has moved back from Oklahoma to New York City, and they have to deal with a threat level, super high ghost again, as like with any Ghostbusters film. And this time around, it takes not only the new Ghostbusters, which is the Spengler family, plus Gary, the boyfriend of the mom, who was Phoebe's former science teacher, but it also includes the original Ghostbusters. And so that's the premise of the film. I liked Afterlife. It is, it's a film I enjoyed. And like I said, you can hear my full review of that in the archives. But kind of like I said in that review, I'm not a huge Ghostbusters fan. Like, I loved the cartoon series, the real Ghostbusters, back in the late 80s, early 90s. And to me, that was probably my favorite thing of the Ghostbusters. Like, the films, I thought were okay. Like, I liked them, but that wasn't my favorite thing of the series. But I really enjoyed Afterlife, and so I was interested to see how they would continue that story. And walking out of the theater, I came away with, mixed feelings. There were definitely some things I liked, and definitely there were some things that I didn't like. What I did like was I liked the cast. I liked having the newer cast with, Carrie Coon and Paul Rudd and McKenna Grace and Finn Wolfhard. Loved seeing them back again, and loved having the original cast back with, Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd and Ernie Hudson and Annie Potts. And so it was great to see them all work together, and it was just, a fun little film that was there. But really, just kind of what didn't work for me with the film was the plot. I feel like that the story narrative was just a mixed bag. And I think a lot of it was in due part to having to try to cram so much in with the new cast, with the old cast, with, characters that were just introduced to this film. Trying to put all that together in less than 2 hours, which was surprising to me, given in this day and age how so many films now almost have to be 2.5 hours minimum with a kind of legacy film like this is. To have it under 2 hours is surprising, and it almost kind of feels that way with the plot. There are elements where it almost feels like a TV series, where there are scenes that have absolutely nothing to do with the plot, with the story. It's just, oh, here's a cute moment, let's put that in there. And it kind of just feels like that's how it worked. And I just feel like the story as a whole just doesn't coherently flow very well. There are elements where it just feels like it's just not even there for fan service, because there are cool nods and story moments and things like that where it was, enjoyable and interesting. But it just feels like that the story of the film, it almost felt like it could have had another run through with an editor to really tighten up the plot and have some other connecting moments to really, give it a little more oomph. But as it is, it just feels like that there are moments that hit, and then there are moments that miss. And I feel like that with a film like this, you kind of want it to have a little bit more hits than miss. And it just feels like it's just kind of 50-50. At least to me it was. And like I said, I'm a casual fan. I know if you're a super fan, you're probably going to love this film, because it has like I said, all those elements from like the original films and Afterlife, and it ties it in there. And I feel like those connecting points are very well. I just feel like that the plot to this film just kind of falls flat at times. And I feel like that there could have been a lot better tying things up like it was. And also, too, I feel like that there were some characters, you know, that kind of got the short shrift in how they were used. And again, that's kind of what happens when you have a film that has so many characters that are put together at once. You're going to have some characters that are kind of, you know, left on the sidelines for half the film. But, you know, the visual effects, I'll say, I really enjoyed the visual effects. I thought that the cinematography was good. The music, you know, aside from using the original theme from Ray Parker Jr., I thought the music was kind of lacking. It just didn't feel like it was a part of this franchise. It just felt like it was just, at times, just kind of generic music, and it just didn't really click. And I don't know, again, it reminded me of how the plot just didn't hit with me as much as it should have. But overall, it was an entertaining film. Like, I enjoyed my time. I went and saw it in a premium screen in Dolby Cinema, and the visuals were great. The sound effects were great. It's just the plot was just hit or miss. And when the times that it hit, it hit well. But then the times that it missed, it just was a swing and a miss. And I'll say this. If you're a huge Ghostbusters fan, I think you'll love the film, because I feel like it has enough for you there for that. If you're a casual fan like me, I think it's your mileage may vary. I think if you're someone that, you know, enjoyed Afterlife, I think you may enjoy this one as much. You might enjoy it more than I did, or you may enjoy it less than I did. It just really depends. Like I said, your mileage may vary as to what you think of the film if you're a casual fan. And that's how it hit with me. And like I said, if you're a huge Ghostbusters fan, I think you'll love it. If you're a casual fan, you may or may not enjoy it. And if you're not a Ghostbusters fan, I don't know if there's enough here to make you want to just go see it on its own. I would just probably recommend just go watching Afterlife again, or seeing that one for the first time, or go back and watch the original Ghostbusters. That's kind of my thoughts on Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the film when you see it, or any film that you've been checking out of late. You can let me know your thoughts anytime by email, screennerdspodcast@gmail.com. You can always find us on Twitter @screennerdspod and tweet your thoughts there. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky just by searching Screen Nerds Podcast, hitting that like button, hitting that follow button, and sharing your thoughts there. And if you get an opportunity, please rate and review and subscribe to the podcast. We're on all the places that you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, CastBox, Amazon Music, wherever it is that you get your podcasts. If you would, hit that subscribe button, leave a 5-star review, hopefully, leave a written review, and share the podcast around. We'd really appreciate it. And it would really be a big help in developing this community of film lovers that love talking about film and sharing film with others. So again, thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode. My name is Michael Burgett, and we will catch you on the next episode.